live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Mamzer Ass Clowns across the fruited and nutted dog plane. Although, if you are a Mamzer or Wigger Ass Clown, you have not been invited to this Talk Stew call. But, in any case, here I am sort of sneaking through the back. I managed to go ahead and get this sucker to work. And who I'm really talking to is the lost and found sheep of the House of Israel. Greetings, this is the Movement Turd, number 80. And I was working on number 79. And folks, it's sort of hard to go ahead and think about two different things at once. So I'm probably going to have to go ahead and work on it after tonight. This is the Movement Turd, number 80. I'm not quite sure what to call it. I think I'll call it the Silent Turd, because I essentially am back, in many cases, through the back door. Brian Reel, in the past 8 months, has done a very effective job, and Eli James has done a very effective job in getting me kicked off the internet. Well, about 2 months ago, I heard Harold Covington say that if anyone is really determined to be on the internet, there is no keeping him from it. Now, of course, if you're locked up in a nut house or something, yes, you will be kept from the internet. But folks, I probably should have done this sooner. We went through a time around March, April, May, June, and the 3rd of July, when this character called INTJ introduced himself at one of the talk show things just about a week or so before I got kicked out, as if he knew I was going to be kicked out, and he offered offered to host my, on Space Mirror, my Movement Turd ramblings here. And the agreement was is he would pay for the first month, and then I would pay for the remainder of the months afterwards. And then he came up with a TeamSpeak channel. And I don't know how much one of them cost at all. But he was rather high-handed. He did control and ban a number of people. And folks, I sort of suspect he was a Zogbot, but as I said before, the NSA is doubtless already listening to me, so I don't see how he could cause any more trouble. But essentially, he admitted that he changed the deal. And folks, when you have someone who goes ahead and changes the agreement, you have a liar or a criminal or, you know, both on your hands. Okay, we went ahead and used Pal Talk, and Pal Talk sucks big time. And so, at the rate of, 3 cents a minute, I'm going to go ahead and talk for about an hour or so. And it's going to cost me about $1.80 or so for this hour. And I'm going to, of course, allow anybody to go ahead and call in. I went ahead on number 79, and I seen that I had mentioned the name of my nutty bishop, formerly of Fulton, now of St. Joseph. And I went ahead and cut his name off. It's sort of funny talking to some guy in a lunatic asylum. He sounds sort of sane here. And he is a sane compared to most lunatics you have running around. And then the quality on Pal Talk sucked to where I could barely hear Northwest mentioning it. So I went ahead and boosted the signal up by about 2.5 times. But when you boost the signal, you also boost the noise a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and get number 79 out in the can. I'm going to go ahead and get number 80 out in the can pretty soon. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put temporarily these shows onto whitenationalist.org and leave them up for about a week or so. And people download them as quickly as possible. And then what they end up doing is, well, they have their own private copy, and what I'm going to do is I've set up a Library of Congress archive account, and essentially I'm just going to go ahead and just put shows on willy-nilly at first, and then, just like Morse Galet, I'll probably go ahead and cut them down to about 8 kilobytes and then just load about 30-40 at a time here so people can go ahead and find them in one place. But it'll only be at 8 kilobytes per second. So the Library of Congress goes ahead and offers things for free. And that's why I thought Visser was a Zogbot, when all of a sudden he had money. and he was pretty well ignoring all his archive.org things here. He used to not have any money. Then he had money at the very start of the year in 2010, and that's what made me smell a Zogbot. But pretty well, Visser's trying to get back in. I was talking to the news guy. And last week was pretty well a position that I'm going to call number 79, transitions. Because you have transitions in the movement. You had Pete Peters died. And essentially, I think Pete Peters was the very best of the one seed liners who was extant here. I consider Arthur Murray, who has a rather large church in Gravett, Arkansas, to be really more of a dual seed liner, or rather weak one seed liner, but or rather strong one seed liner, or rather weak dual seed liner. And he doesn't refer to Jews as Kenites. He refers to them as Kenites. And folks, we know what a Kenite is. Essentially the same as a Kenite. And it's just code word for Jews shortly before the flood, Noah's flood, which was local, or afterwards. So right now I'm sort of got the thing on speakerphone. I probably need to go ahead and take it off of speakerphone. But in any case, I'm sort of here. Folks, do you hear any feedback or anything like that?
Can you
guys hear any feedback or anything like that? Yeah, am I coming in loud and clear? Any case, okay, the audio is okay, or at least Frank Wigger. He is the biggest complainer about the thing here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put the link to so that registered members can go ahead and see it, but the guests cannot go ahead and see the Dick Dick show. And folks, I'm not too worried. I can go ahead and set up another show. But folks, I just as soon exercise a little bit of discretion. If Mass 1488 is on, under no circumstances is McFag, a.k.a. Steve Elder, or whatever, supposed to know. Elias not supposed to know. Pisser Possums ain't supposed to know. They're probably going to be running nutsoid trying to go ahead and find this thing. And folks, it took me about, 15, 20 minutes to set up. I went ahead and sent out the invitations about 3 hours in front of time here. But folks, I just assumed this thing stayed up. Now, as I go ahead and sue TalksJew for essentially using bias against, against myself. Because, folks, Brian Rio talks violence. Of course, being a Mamzer, essentially the only violence he has really planned is against white men. And Eli James, he talks big shit and a number of other things here. But folks, what I wanted to say about this Norway shooter is it's the same thing that I've seen back during the days of the militia movement. You have these people. I'm going to go ahead and take this thing off of speakerphone. You would have, because I'm hearing a little bit of feedback myself, and I'm, pretty well speaking into my little MP3 player. But way back when, you'd have all these militia generals claim no more Wacos, no more Wacos, no more Wacos, and then when some, like the Republic of Texas militia, were pretty well being crushed by Zogs, you would have these people say, well, they are not a constitutional militia. They don't believe the Constitution protects them. They're not one of us. And essentially, the No More Wacos was just a bunch of horseshit. So what would have happened if this character had been a, quote, white nationalist or white supremacist? Now, the fact of the matter is like Harold Covington did notice, he's really actually a Christian Zionist. There's some people saying it's a Mossad operation that the character is a homosexual or whatever. And looking at the latest news, he is claiming that there needs to be a termination of Muslim migration. And they will use that as an excuse to go ahead and bring more and more and more of these ragheads and overwhelm the people. And it will go ahead and be used, even though the fact it seems like the character is more pro-Jew. Now, folks, if it had been a raghead or something like that, someone like me would have insisted that you take all these men, women, children, ragheads, and you point them to, well, the northern portion of Norway and say, Somalia, is that a way? It's summertime. Head out. And if you want to go ahead and try the Danes, why, you know, they're that way here, if the Danes want you. And folks, these people have no business living in a white country. And as a result, if one of them goes ahead and commits a crime against white people, essentially you hold the entire scruffy tribe responsible. That's exactly what the Ku Klux Klan used to do against the niggers for 100 years. Do you think that essentially the Klan wanted to go ahead and write out in sheets here every single night here to keep the niggers down? The answer is no. They would talk to the head niggers in charge and say, hey, look, boys, you keep an eye on your bucks. Keep them from causing trouble. Because, folks, if we have to, we're not going to just hang one nigger. We're going to go ahead and take care of the entire problem at once here, and sometimes the nigger town isn't going to go ahead and get burnt up here. We're not going to have any shit. And essentially, it's sort of like Brian Rill. Your perception is that you think I'm a nigger, therefore you're guilty of a hate crime. And that's exactly what the character does here. And you have this case with Jews and Mamzers and the rest here. Essentially, they are super citizens. They understand that somehow Yahweh has gone ahead and cursed our people for their disobedience. And one of the curses was that you would be brought very, very low, and the racial alien would be brought very, very, very high above you. And while they do not understand the Bible, they do not understand Yahweh's way, they do understand when they have an upper hand. And this upper hand is caused by Uyghurs. But folks, I'm not going to go ahead and do a musical show or anything like that. I'm just simply going to go ahead and speak for about an hour or so. But folks, getting back to what I've seen is that I've seen a lot of hunkering down until a way was to go ahead and blame it on Jews. Now, the guy looks like a white guy. He does look like a super Aryan. And folks, it very well may, I mean, I have my suspicions about being able to go ahead and kill so many people in two different places, to plant a bomb and then go 15 miles across the country to a commie labor camp here, kids camp, and then go ahead and shoot down a whole bunch of people. Usually, yes, most people are no more dangerous and, you know, than killing a sheep once you really get to it, but on the other hand, it is really hard to go ahead and get something like that done, and I have my suspicions that there may very well be other people involved in it. But what would have happened? I went ahead and looked at this character named Richard Gleiser over on Harold Covington's. I can understand the use of violence. Really? You go ahead and look at this character as a reenactor. He really wanted me banned over on Covington's Facebook page. He's a big friend of McFag's, and he has a little Thor symbol or something like that. And folks, you have so many freaking delusionals when it comes down to it. You're wanting to follow a man who's written, what, four or five books? Really five. You're working on five. Books about overthrowing the government, having an ethnic cleansing, pretty well driving out the niggers, you know, certainly screwing the Jews, going ahead and killing Zog agents, and you don't believe in violence? Well, folks, I don't go ahead and preach that. I do believe that violence is definitely necessary. In fact, it's going to be violence of the sort such as never has been seen and never will be again be before, like it says in Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22, which is pretty well the operating line, the mission statement of the Church of Jesus Christ, Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. we believe that there is a great tribulation coming, and pretty well the Uyghur problem, as well as the Mamzer and Jew problems, will be taken care of. And what is going to be left is less than probably 10% of your Uyghurs. And if you survive to go ahead and live, you will not be a Uyghur left anymore. So, generally, running around whining like a pussy about how you don't believe in violence makes anyone wonder, why are you playing at revolution or something like that here? If that character had been a general white nationalist who had gone ahead and shot down a bunch of beaners at the border, gone ahead like Buford Furrow, and Harold Covington disagrees with me on that. I mean, the only thing about, Buford Furrow that I disagreed with was his marksmanship, even though I had no doubt, in my mind, he's a Zonkbot. But folks, Harold Covington wants to go ahead and build a Northwest Revolution. I have no intention of building anything. I have every intention of going ahead and going with the flow of history and of its destruction, to where anyone who goes ahead and listens, I'm simply telling them the basics of Christian identity education here. And one thing during, and I mentioned at the very end of number 79 while I was making a tribute to Pete Peters, what gets me of all these Christian identity TeenSpeak shows and the rest of them is that not a single one of them understand anything about Christian identity other than saying, well, yes, us white people, we're the Israelites, and the Jews are spawn of Satan. Jews, even at the same time, like when I was trolling, why does Eli James look so much like a Sephardic Chicago Jew? Answer, he is a Chicago Sephardic Jew. Now, does Eli James understand a single thing really very much about Christian identity? Nope, he went along with his stupid crap about how the Roman Catholic Church and Constantine put Satan in a pit from 500 to 1500, but now with Eli, it's 800 to 1800, and Satan somewhat died, and the Jews came out, now they're Satan, and Eli, he's going through 1st Esdras and 2nd Esdras, and sometimes a silly Jew bastard doesn't seem to understand that someone is making fun of him when they ask him when he's going to do the book of Nostradamus. And Eli says, well, don't you know that Nostradamus was based upon 2nd Esdras? No, Eli, I never knew that. I mean, it never really occurred to me. I mean, I never, in the years as a young man from the ages of 10 to about 20 or so, sitting in a hard chair, I never heard any of Herbert Armstrong's ministers say anything like that at all. And Eli didn't seem to figure out until I was asking, after the book of Nostradamus is done, are you going to do the Mayan calendar in December 12, 2012, too? And then I think he sort of figured out that it was a Lynn Stent sock puppet who was making fun of him. Bill Fink understands even less than Eli James about Christian identity. The only one who understands anything about Christian identity is Clifton Emmaheiser. And Clifton Emmaheiser has gone off the far end to where, essentially, in his dislike against, in his inferiority complex against Bertrand Comparé, he's essentially allowing Jews and Mamzers to run wild. So what I'm going to do on Saturdays is I'm going to probably resurrect an hour of Great Tribulation and try to go ahead and do with hymns and with a short sermonette and then a longer sermon lasting about an hour, maybe 2 hours, what Herbert Armstrong's... Well, it's not going to be what Herbert Armstrong. I mean, none of this tithing shit here. I mean, Jesus Christ didn't accept the tithe. I'm not better than Jesus Christ. I'm not accepting, I'm not asking for money or anything like that. But folks, what seems to me is you have all these Mamzers and all these Uyghurs, and they all come in and they're looking for a genuine Christian identity church to teach them Christian identity doctrine. And none of them seem, Eli seems to have a little bit more of a grasp, but he's been trying to infiltrate Christian identity for 20 or 25 years. Fink has not a clue. Dan Johns is just a total retard. And folks, there seems to be a need for a genuine dual seed line Christian identity doctrine church service to go ahead and show how it's done. And folks, I don't think it's been done since the days of Bertrand Comparé, and I'm going to go ahead and try my hand at it on a Saturday. And so I'm going to resurrect an hour of the Great Tribulation, try to take what is going on today and explain in the light of what is going on, you know, why, you know, what is going on with, you know, in terms of dual seed line Christian identity doctrine. But getting back, and by the way, Northwest, if you wanted to go ahead and Hungarians or Germanys, Hungarians were called Magyars, and they were a cousin, they were Asiatic cousin of the Khazars, who were in turn, well, the Magyars, they had a free hand when Stanislaus destroyed the Khazar Empire around 920. He didn't actually destroy it, but he pretty well put the kibosh to it. And then the Magyars, who formerly had been under the, you know, the Khazar's thumb, had a free ride to reign to go ahead and send their ponies into what be, you know, the Danubian plains of Hungary and the rest of these places here, okay? Okay. All right. Well, the Huns, okay, the Huns were around 300. The Huns came in around 376, and they killed this Gothic king. He was ruler over both the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths and the Gepids, named Eomenric. And essentially, he was an old man when the Huns invaded in 374. The Khazars sort of came around later, and folks, the Khazars are descended from the Hittites, okay? But, you know, getting on with it. Alright, well, hey, I was glad that you guys show up. We have a better turnout than we had before. And folks, what we have in this bowel movement of ours is a gigantic playing at revolution. A playing at being Christian identity, a playing at being whatever we want to be. And I've noticed ever since the dawn of the internet, because folks, when I first got into this movement of ours was in the winter of 1993 after the discontent of Waco, 1994 militia formation. And folks, in 1994, I ran for state rep, and we were talking about getting on the internet, but nobody really knew how to get on the internet. And I got on the internet using, you know, CompuServe, and then then the local internet in 1995, and you had Netscape come out as a graphical browser, I think in 1995, maybe 1994. I had a copy of Netscape 1.1, which was the bug fix for Netscape 1.0. And Netscape used to be big. Now it's really known as Mozilla Firefox or whatever. But Netscape pretty well got crushed later on by Microsoft Internet Exploder. But back then in the early days, in order to be a leader in the movement, you had to have organizational ability, you had to have some speaking ability, you had to have some propaganda writing ability, of which I was very, 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 very good. And most of all, you had to show your real name and your real face. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at Charlie Sheeny, and the character looks like a Jew more and more as he looks older here. But getting on with it. In any case, Netscape pretty well came in here. The creator is really my old Benjamin Klassen, and, hell, Covington gets a lot of shit for pretty well telling the truth about, you know, about stuff here. He's been sort of backing off on the Pierce stuff, and which is a mistake, because essentially Hadding and Wiggerswill are running wild over on VNNF. Hadding has graduated. He was allowed back on VNNF a week after Edgar Steele got convicted, and him and this idiot Don Pauly, Hadding has a second great love. His greatest love is that Covington Tubby is evil, 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 evil. And he, what happens? He lies. And the fact of the matter is that Hadding tells a lot more bigger whoppers than Covington ever does. Hadding, if he sees something embarrassing, he will claim Pierce only got $50,000, which is bullshit. Everybody freaking knows. Well, Covington says $300,000. I say, you know, Catchalane told me $400,000. I think Catchalane has a better idea than, you know, Covington, but $300,000 or $400,000. Hadding comes up with only $50,000, even though Pierce paid $90,000 the day after Bob Matthews gave him a bag full of money. And folks, I don't think there was a single one in the bag full of money. Okay? I think it was just filled with Franklin's. You know what I mean? But, you know, hey, whatever the hell you want to believe. Hadding has also had a history of setting the record straight. He was yapping about how Trader Glenn Miller couldn't be called a race trader because it was so long ago. I pointed out that Trader Glenn Miller couldn't be considered a race trader because Trader Glenn Miller is a drunken Anglo mestizo, you know, red nigger mamzer, so it doesn't really matter to anybody who gives a shit how many Polynesians or Filipino bar girls he screws and knocks up here. I mean, it's just one mamzer screwing another mamzer. So when I pointed out that on his setting the record straight, old Hadding decided to go ahead and pull that one too. So essentially, Hadding's a big liar, but his second great love is proving that Edgar Steele did it. Yep, him and Don Pauly lost the race to go ahead and become the Wigger Whimperer's pet tard. Some other guy named Robert Magnuson, who I don't really think that much of, but hell, he's been fairly honest to Edgar Steele, and Edgar Steele went ahead and chose him, so that's fine by me. So I don't have any problem with Edgar Steele, although, you know, essentially, if I'd been found guilty, I just simply said shit. You know, I mean, don't go whining about, oh, I'm innocent and I need an appeal. I'd prefer you go ahead and skin out about 666 federal FBI agents here and judges and the jury and the rest of them here. Make them one sorry cocksuckers if they side with Zog. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's no question of innocence or guilt. It's sort of like whether you're an Israelite or an Amalekite. If you're an Israelite, there's no such thing as an innocent Amalekite. If you're an Amalekite, there is no such thing as an innocent Israelite. One side or the other needs to be destroyed. Did Samuel go ahead and went to Saul? Saul, you stupid bastard. You fucked up again. What the hell is this with all these cows and sheep? And what the hell is this Amalekite king doing? What the hell is going on, Saul?
Well, I thought I'd go ahead and sacrifice these goats and these sheep and these bulls. And, oh, what happens to Agag? He's just wonderful. He's so nice. He's not really a bad Amalekite. He's a good Amalekite.
Well, Samuel wasn't having any of that shit now, was he? He didn't believe there was any such thing as an innocent Amalekite. He went ahead and he pulled Saul's sword out of his sheath and said, just as you have left, Israelite women childless, so will your mother be childless today. Whack! He probably told Saul here that, you know, shoot, he's no longer king no more, and it probably would have been better if I had just whacked you right down to here, because you fucked up, Saul. No such thing as an innocent Amalekite. Well, folks, I have the same word here. There's no such thing as an innocent regime criminal. Every single one of these regime criminals used to be a little baby once here. And they grew up to be baby traitors and baby regime criminals. There's only such thing as sides. One side or the other. And if you don't realize that, why are you playing a revolution? Get the fuck out! You're a danger. You're a danger to yourself, which is no big deal because you're a stupid fuck who should die in the Great Tribulation. But you're a danger to some other idiot who essentially doesn't really understand that it isn't a matter of innocence. It's a matter of sides. Now, folks, I go ahead and I see all these Mamsers. This morning I was getting on there as a guest, and I was just trolling the crap. Why does Eli look like a Jew? Why would any Israelite put up with a Jew, pretend to be an minister, and all these little tards were just cowering till Eli or James showed up. And then when Eli showed up, since I was trolling on Toshiba number one, I immediately stopped trolling and promised to be nice. Now, later on, when McFag was on there, I could resist a little bit needling, and of course, got blocked there, but it didn't really matter. I mean, that machine was there for for recording, and Toshiba number two was there for trolling. And I trolled, and I trolled, and I trolled, and I trolled. And essentially, Eli James was whining like a pussy about, how I'd done nothing but slander him. And folks, I didn't slander him. He's a Jew. There's no such thing as an innocent Jew. But folks, the same thing. There's no such thing as an innocent Uyghur, an innocent regime criminal supporter. If this Norwegian shooter had turned out to be a white nationalist, a genuine one. Now, I sort of wonder why in the world you would have been shooting Uyghur, Norwegian Uyghur kids. I mean, when you could have been, going to all the local shitholes and shooting down these little shit-skinned Muslims or these dirty Jews or the rest or pigs. Now, that's sort of screwed up. But folks, I don't really care. It's sort of like Luke. Sort of like Luke chapter, 13, verses 1 through 6, which I went ahead and used in the case of Joplin. Was Fred Phelps right when he said God hates Joplin, or does it matter like what Jesus Christ said, that God does not really give a shit one way or the other? If you're not of his, he don't really care. You are on your own. Like he said about these Galileans who ran afoul upon his Pilate, who got executed. Were these evil Benjamite Galileans? No. How about the Tower of Siloam, which went ahead and killed 18 people when it fell in Jerusalem? Were they especially evil people? No. And the lesson is that Yahweh does not much care for your average Uyghur. He's on his own. And folks, for you to go ahead and affirmatively choose evil, or play at revolution, or play at being Christian identity when you're not, you're just simply bringing yourself to Yahweh's attention. And that is none too smart. None too smart at all. Not smart at all. So, getting on with it, let me see. I don't think he was a Norwegian warlord. I think he was a Norwegian Mossadist here. You know what I mean? He was a kike lord. How's that here? Because from what I gather, but doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter what occurs in the little Uyghur's head as to whether or not he was loving Adolf Hitler or whether he was hating Mohammed. Does it really matter what goes on in a Uyghur's head when he's pulling a trigger? Does it really matter? I have heard these idiots go ahead, he looks like a Jew. He looks like a blonde, blue-eyed, very Aryan. I couldn't probably draw a more Aryan-looking face here. But folks, there's no shortage of Shabbos Uyghurs in the Zogland here. No shortage of Uyghurs who do the work of the Jews. And from what I gather, it's going to be like old Jewel Lee Lochner. Old Jewel Lee here, he goes ahead and he plugs in Esther Kikas, Gabby Giffords. And folks, from what I gather, now that Gabby has had her little, you know, a lot of her little brains, her little kike brains, go ahead and, you know, kike Congress critter brains, scrambled by a 9mm bullet, it seems like nobody is bothering to go ahead and dye her hair blonde no more. She's beginning to look more and more like a, you know, she's beginning to look more and more like a kikus and less like Esther all the time here. But, you know, here he was. He went ahead, he goes ahead and he shoots down a federal judge. And from my God, this is one of the better ones here. But he goes ahead and shoots one down. He goes ahead and shoots a bunch of other critters, including a little, you know, Mamzer girl here who was born on September 11th and died during the tragedy. Whatever. So, initially, old Juro Lee Lochner was, well, he was a hate-filled white nationalist. A hate-filled white nationalist, and then the truth came out is that he was just a nutty, liberal Jew boy. Yep, a Jew boy. It turned out, and you know, it's pretty well sort of forgotten, went down the memory hole, that old Jew old Lee Lochner's grandmother and Gabby Giffords' mother went to the same freaking synagogue in Tucson, Arizona. So essentially you have Jews shooting Jews. Well, hey, that's fine by me. And from what I gather, it's turning on this character. There says some side plot. I don't think it is. But I do think there might very well have been a plot. It smells a lot like Oklahoma City, where Zog knew that Timothy McVeigh was coming. Forced him on these people at Elohim City, who were themselves a bunch of snitches, who essentially snitched not for money, but because they were scared they were going to be Wakoized at Elohim City. And folks, probably the same thing happened in Norway. Another little provocation. And folks, I've been in this movement long enough to where, oh no, they're going to round up all the Wiggers and take away their guns. Well, Wigger, why shouldn't they take away their guns? I mean, you've already given up your nuts. Why shouldn't they take away your guns, you idiots? Why shouldn't they? I would say it's not biblical to rape or hook up with Esther Kikas. Old Frankenwigger, he takes his name from this little cartoon character, this little book character, if I ever go ahead and have time to write here, called Dichter von Frankenwigger, who essentially disports himself with an Esther Kikas sucking his dick through, you know, through a silk handkerchief here, and he's inadvertently spawning. He's inadvertently spawning at a fertility clinic 666 little Kikases. So when his daddy tells him that he's born of the Phineas priesthood, he has to go ahead and spend the rest of the book cacking 666 kikes, kikes that he went ahead and spawned, little mishlings, little Jew drones here. So, folks, if you see an Esther Kikas running around, well, just let Jew old Lee Lochner take care of it, okay? By the way, I think old Jew old is over in Springfield, and Thursday night when we were doing the Movement Turd number 79, I told my friend at the Nut House, not, whatever you do, don't go ahead and send a certified letter or a letter to, old Jewel Lee, the same way you did for Scott Roeder, because I'm trying to stay out of the Nut House here and I don't need your help, even though it's nice to go ahead and visit you, James, Jimbo. I don't really want to go ahead and, you know, be on the same ward with you again. Okay? If I go ahead and get sent to the Nut House, you won't have anybody to send you no books. And, even though I'm not very good at placing bets here, and I never am going to learn how to go ahead and play the ponies like you want me to, I mean, still, I'm useful for going ahead and buying your books and buying your friends some CDs at Amazon. So you don't want me, you know, so don't try to be doing your best to go ahead and send me back to the nut house with you guys here, okay? We all have to work our way out of the nut house as best we can. You know, Fuchsia versus Louisiana. But anyway, going on. Well, maybe he was here, but, you know, frankly, I mean, there used to be this character named Yuri Karienko. Everybody thought he was a Jew. He had a nose big enough to hide, you know, to shield all the Huns in Hungary. But in any case, he, you know, his best friend used to be this, you know, this Jew named Franklin Wayne Poley, or F.W. Poley, or as I call him, Fuckwit Poley. I went ahead and left a few, so he said, oh, you mean Fastwit Poley? No, I meant Fuckwit Poley. I went ahead and asked, well, which one is the little organ grinder? Which one's the Jew organ grinder? Which one of you is the monkey? And I used to tell about old Franklin Wayne Poley. He was a Jew whose father was a Jew and whose mother was a, you know, frog Kanukistan, Goyim pussy, and went ahead and gave birth to old Poley. Well, there was another one whose daddy was a white guy and his mother was an Estherkikis, and he became named Yair Davidi, who came up to Herbert Armstrong's church. And what happens is that Poley and Davidi hated one another big time. And Poley is sort of like old Jew stain on the beer barrel you're stumbling. He's a Jew drone, but because his daddy's a Jew, he is malicious like a Jew, but he's sort of aimless, you know what I mean? Whereas female Jews, that's why Jews go ahead and determine Jewishness by the mother. If you have a kike mother, well, hey, you have the blood of Satan concentrated in you. That's why there needs to be extra kikeses, because too much, you know, blood of Satan can screw up a Jew drone male. Don't really affect extra kikeses too much, unless, of course, you're really fucked up, like Amy Weingartner, Winehouse, something like that. Good Lord. I mean, she probably only had about 4 years in the Estherkikis here before she was looking like she was looking like Gretel from the Shittle. By the time she croaked off, no, earlier she looked like an Estherkikis, but she only had Amy Winehouse only had about maybe 4 years of being an Estherkikis before she turned to Gretel from the Shittle. And now what happens is that the Estherkikis, the former Estherkikis has achieved room temperature. I'm trying to think of something mean to say here. Like, go ahead and burn her and see if her ashes are light blue. How's that? Anyway, folks, you do not want... I mean, look, guest number four. What happens if your Estherkikis goes ahead, instead of going ahead and giving you a world-class blowjob through a silk handkerchief, decides to chomp down on your pride and joy? Then you will not be liking Estherkikis as much anymore here. You don't want that to happen to you if you know it's smart for you. Is Bill White leaving the movement? Hell if I know. Anyway, yeah. In any case, movement news. Well, April Gady has claimed that essentially she's running a scam on the Jews, and Mark Patak, the Jews, are claiming that I guess it's bad here when some conniving bitch goes ahead and steals a few shekels or pulls a fast one over on a Jews paper writer or something here. I don't know what the truth is. I sort of think that old Lynx and Lambkins got a little bit of rebellion against Mommy, and old Mommy is milking it for all it's worth here. And folks, I sort of like old April, even though I never had no April. But any case, I sort of like April because April keeps on keeping on. She's a firecracker. And, folks, she is, you know, she always goes ahead and tries to give back as well as she gets here. And folks, I hope that the April Gady thing works out okay here. Over on VNNF, the main thing that's going on is, well, let me see, what is going on? The main thing that's going on is that Hadding and this Don Poley are acting like a bunch of ass clowns. And essentially what these ass clowns are doing is that they are pretending that Edgar Steele is guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. And, yes, they're guilty because he's insane. He's this, he's that. They should have listened to Hadding, and they should have listened. They should have gone ahead and listened to, old Don Pauly. And essentially, all these people are is a bunch of zoglings here. If it's up to me, I just skin their worthless ass. And essentially, oh, I didn't mean to say Edgar was guilty. You see, Edgar is reduced to whining that he was innocent. And folks, for what's worth, I think he's innocent. My big blow up with Jim Giles was Jim Giles ragging on Edgar Steele, trying to find him guilty with Mona Montgomery, with the Mona and with Hadding the Meerkat. David Duck Spidell or whatever the hell. David Scott Spidell, whatever. Just a lying retard. And then you have Hadding, you have Wiggerswill over on Four Fags Feeds, yapping shit. About Covington and occasionally about me, although Liar Bill seems to have figured out that since the forum is up, anything he says will, of course, be used against it. And folks, that's the sort of retards you have in this bowel movement of ours. Idiots, retards, fools. And are there any shortage of these people? No. 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 Every single time, like at Pete Peters, you have this manzer called Solomon. And somebody went ahead and called him on it, said, what's your real name? And he said, my name is Dave Lenio, but Amy Rose, a.k.a. me, went ahead and said something else. Well, folks, when you were plotting with Sci-Fi Favor to go ahead and kick me out along with Jeremy Visser for run whining to Eli or James, why, you said your name was Lenio Barcelos. Folks, you have mamsers. You have mamsers wanting to go ahead and tell Pete Peters how to run, or his successors how to run his church. Well, Pete Peters and his successors, Pete Peters ain't deciding anything right now because he's dead. So his successors don't need Lenio Barcelos to tell them how to run things. And that's what you have in this movement. You have all sorts of little, perverted little critters like Obagenderbender, nobody knows what the critter's name is. Now, it is sort of screwed up that even VNNF Tards figured out that this critter had gender identity issues. Lots of gender identity issues. And here's Obagenderbender pretending that Alex Linder banned it over on VNNF. The answer is no, Alex Linder did not ban it over on VNNF. If I don't like Christian identity, what is the best thing to do but to have a twerp, a sort of faggot twerp, who has gender identity issues, claiming to be Christian identity, claiming to represent Christian identity? If I'm Alex Linder and I don't like Christianity and he doesn't, and I certainly do not like Christian identity because Trader Glenn Miller don't like Christian identity, and he don't, who would you rather have claim to be Christian identity and not ban on your forum? Answer, Obagenderbender, Pisser Pister Possum. There is not a bit of anything. And here's Obagenderbender trying to go ahead and suck up to the one seedliners. And please, Pete Peters, bunch, will you come? Now, folks, what does Pete Peters Munch need with a transgendered homosexual poofter from Australia pretend to be a dual seedliner? What are they going to do? What are you going to do with the obigender bending pisser's poofter possum? Answer, well, I have a pretty good idea what I'd like to do to an obigender bender pisser poofter possum. But, folks, so that I won't have the equivalent of the Lake County, Ohio Sheriff's Department report, I think I won't go ahead and say what I'd like to do to an obigender bender pisser poofter possum. But I go over it for Fag Thieves. And it's just filled with retards under anonymous names, pimply-faced shitheads, telling everybody the movement ought to get rid of dysfunctional retards like whoever they're mad at. A lot of times, like myself. Well, folks, I have been in the movement. And the thing about it is, though, and this is sort of screwed up, I'm no longer a low-level foot soldier. You see, like I was telling the guy who runs the latest Nimbuster servers, Butler's getting rid of the family man in order to bring a whole bunch of biker and skinhead and a bunch of other criminals. They're all dead or in jail or whatever. Old Augie don't even have any feet. Augie Christ don't have any feet anymore. In 2005, he decided that in order to generate Aryan nations, you no longer had to be, not only did you no longer have to be Christian identity, you no longer even had to be white. All you had to do was be a sand nigger that would give Augie Christ $25. Or anything in between. Augie Christ no longer has feet. Yeah, I think he's in jail awaiting a federal trial for supposedly defrauding the government. And folks, as far as I'm concerned, Augie is innocent, but shit. You know, I mean, what's he going to do without feet? Locked up in a South Carolina jail awaiting trial. He can't even afford a lawyer. Of course, Edgar Steele went ahead and wasted money on a lawyer when he should defend himself. He was being good of a lawyer, but he wasn't. But hey, you don't go ahead and folks, if you are essentially undergoing trial for your life, defend yourself. You don't need a lawyer. The lawyer is there to fuck you. The lawyer is there for them to pretend that you are going to get a fair trial. Me? I wasn't going to get a fair trial. I just pretty well told him to fuck it. I told Selby to fuck himself. I call him an evil little bastard here who essentially was the same one who stole the grandchildren. Hey, he wasn't going to go ahead and rule my favor. He was just a crook. And no, I wasn't going to accept his lawyer. I'd rather accept an orangutan than, you know, a lawyer. Well, you're welcome to go ahead and look for one. Okay, well, here. You know, I was going to step up even in chains, and they shoved me back in the chair. They had no intention, of doing anything or enforcing a lawyer on me because I wouldn't accept one. Well, I got sent to the nut house illegally. In violation of 552.020, to where I was supposed to see a copy of the report and get to challenge it, and I didn't. And so I wasn't allowed to challenge it. Even if I had a chance, they wouldn't pay a damn attention. I was going to a nut house. After 6 months, hey, I wasn't very tractable then, so hey. Well, you know, we got to go ahead and prove that you're nuts here. Essentially, all I did was wait through most of the Blunt administration, most of the Bush's, W's second administration. And then when it came to preliminary hearing, hey, my grandson who had been treated badly by these people. No, it's not lightening out yet, but it, you know, folks, I'm doing this show in large part because, well, no, there are good reasons for talk to you. It's supposed to start raining and thundering, and we need the rain in southwest Missouri, so in any case, no big deal. But getting on with it, well, you'd like think, well, yes, but, you know, Frankenwigger, you're not a Puerto Rican prisoner here under his thumb either, too. Yeah. Well, the thing about it is that I never listen to anything. I never listen to anything's shows at all. And then I go ahead and listen to his TeamSpeak shows. And here you hear him about how he's not preparing any food. Why, hey, his neighbors have food. Well, what does that mean? Well, he's going to go ahead and steal from his neighbors. He's going to kill them for their food. If you doubt it, well, you don't know Fink. Fink is just a cold-blooded criminal. Now, as far as his biblical or Greek scholarship, he gets all mad because all the people who are actually able to speak and write Greek laugh at his ass. I was listening to his little Christogenios thing here. And he has a whole bunch of errata from actual Greek speakers ripping a whole new one. So he's going ahead and changing his new Talmud, Testament, with some more errata. I don't think you're going to get a free one here if you went ahead and bought the first one. And folks, I don't think the first one's going to become a collector's edition. It's sort of like Sci-Fi Faber's Aryan translation of the Bible. You go ahead and look at Sci-Fi, from what I gather, got tired after about a couple chapters here. That was his new Aryan translation here. The Finkelstein has plenty of time, but Finkelstein, I mean, folks, the notion that the Roman Catholic Church put Satan into the pit from 500 to 1500, and Satan just got into the pit like a good little devil. Folks, that's not even Protestantism, much less Christian identity. That's what gets me, is that all these people don't know what the hell they're talking about. Now, Emmeiser knows about what he's talking about, and here he is, running around with a Jew criminal, Fink, and a Mamzer on the Sword Mamzer show, a known nigger. And folks, what does that tell you? That someone who says he knows the Bible and should know that Deuteronomy 23:2 is not a suggestion. I mean, if you know the Bible and then you can't obey it, how are you better than any other demon who knows that Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ? And he's able, a demon that's able to quote the scriptures. How are you any better than a demon? In fact, you're worse than a demon because you're stupider than a demon. At least a demon knows what side he's on. You pretend to be on the side of the angels. Well, Ashkenazi is from the term the grandson of Japheth, through Gomer Gog, and Jews went ahead and they stole that name too. Essentially, the Khazars were descended from the Hittites, and you had some Jews who never underwent the flood. They didn't get flooded out. They were already with Steve Elder's people, running around through the riverbeds looking for gold, the pots and pans people, the Tubal-Kenites, and they were already in picked land. They didn't undergo the flood, but yet are they not sort of forms of Jews? And the answer is sure they are. Sure they are. So, the Sephardic Jews, there are more Esau Edom, okay? And yes, they were called Sephardics. They spoke Ladino, which was just like Yiddish is a corruption of German and Hebrew, so too was Ladino a corruption of some Hebrew and a lot of Spanish, okay? The Jews have been parasites wherever they have been. And sooner or later, like all parasites who don't have enough brains to become symbiotes, one or two things happen. They either kill their host, and in which case the host is dead, they gotta look for a new host, or the host has enough life to go ahead and kick them out. Northwest was asking I asked him what happened in 1492, and he said, well, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I said, yeah, but in March, you know, in March of 1492, Isabella Ferdinand kicked out, you know, the Jew. But before they kicked out the Jew, they kicked out the Moor. So once they kicked out the niggers and the Jews, essentially they could go ahead and get something else useful done in 1492 and have Columbus sail the ocean blue. So that's the way they have been throughout their history. Okay? Anyway, well, the Jew diaspora pretty well scattered the Judeans and the Benjamites and the rest here. But if you go ahead and study the foundations of Talmud, you had a bunch of these Esauite Pharisees, and you hear the story about how Rabbi Akiva went to the Romans and said, can I set up a little teaching school? And the Romans let these Edomites go ahead. And that is how that the oral tradition of men, which became the Mishnah, went ahead and started becoming the written Talmud. You see, at the time, before the actual Sadducees, the actual Levites, the actual people who were ordained to perform the sacrifices, before they were there, you had a bunch of Edomites. And these Edomites were now the tribe of Levi, and therefore they had no right to be religious teachers and the rest here. But yet they pretended to be religious teachers. Why, they were sort of like the Judas the Juiced of old. A Mamzer who, oh, he just knows so much stuff here. Or like Eli James. Or Rabbi Finkelshiny. Or Obed Genderbender. These people who had no business being among the congregation claim that they know about Christian identity, and they make up all sorts of little rules. Thou shalt not cuss. Cuss, you know, the word fuck is a Jewish word. No, it's not. It's an Anglo-Saxon, so it's an Anglo-Saxon monosyllable. All these four-lettered Anglo-Saxon monosyllables, none of the Jews had any work in the making of those words. And as such, it's just sort of like the Jews going ahead and claiming that the Israelite cannot use the name of God, our name, for our God, who is Yahweh. We can't go ahead and say that. You have to go ahead and say G-D. Well, every time I see one of these killers, I go ahead and say, yes, they have to hyphenate their name, the name of their God, which is D-G. The followers of Dog. Oh, that Norwegian shooter looks a little bit like Chevy Chase, don't he? A little bit like Chevy Chase. Oh, there he is, his little Masonic little up, you know. He got a little mint green, almost like a Jew blue thing here. So here he is with his little guns and all this sort of stuff here, manly Aryan, and he's shooting down all these people here. So yeah, I mean, he looks about as Aryan can be here, but shit, there's no shortage. There's no shortage. The party has decided. Well, folks, if you understand, is that Marxism is of the Jew. So, if you didn't like Raghead so much, Knights Templar Europe. The Knights Templar essentially became the sort of pseudo-Jews because they were into the banksters. But they have the mind of the Norway suspect. And see, the folks, the thing about it is that some of this stuff looks a lot like white nationalism. And they're going to go ahead and blame white nationalism on it. Because, folks, there's far more of connection between this Norway shooter and so-called Christian white nationalism than there is between the crazy little Jew boy, be it Dylan Klebold or be it anybody else here. And folks, if people go ahead and ask you stupid questions, of course tell them is that, hey, the character was a Christian Zionist. He loved Jews. That's why he didn't like the Muslims here. But folks, if he really hated the Muslims, he should have just gone ahead and shot a bunch of some dirty, shit-skinned dogs. And pretty well just told them, just like beaners, get the fuck out of a white country. Or he should have shot pigs. But on the other hand, do I really care? Do I really care they went and shot a bunch of liberal wiggers? And the answer is no. Does it really matter? No. What is frightening? What is frightening? What really should be frightening to any Zog bot or any Zoglink is how very easy it is to kill wiggers. How very easy it is to go ahead and shoot wiggers and Zoglings. Oh, I'm looking at that. They got a nigger there. Did he shoot that nigger? I hope he did. A nigger next to a blonde, blue-eyed, probably wannabe mud shark. If he went ahead and shot the mud shark, who cares? But what ought to go ahead and, scare anybody who really is able to think is how very, very, very easy it is to kill the sheep-like inhabitants of Zog. Be it in Norway, be it in Zogland here, be it in Germany, be it anywhere. Because, folks, there's no shortage of guns, and there's no shortage of nuts. None at all. And, folks, the pigs cannot protect themselves, much less the Zoglings. Yeah, the Knights Templar, well, they were sort of posers back then. They were, what happens is that the English got, the English got the Knights of St. John, they got Malta, and they got to pretend to be sea dogs. The Germans, the Teutonic Knights, didn't get jack shit. So what they did is that they went back and beat the dog shit out of the Polacks, the ancient Prussians, the Latvians, the Lithuanians, and the rest. And essentially conquered them and brought in a whole bunch of Saxon peasants to go ahead and work the land after they went ahead and cleared off what they used to call the Wends, a.k.a. the Slavs. It's called the Nachtdendros here. And folks, the Teutonic Knights were probably far more effective than the Knights of St. John, who never amounted to anything, and the Templars, who were just nothing more than a bunch of frog banksters. It was because the German Knights got cheated. They went home and essentially expanded the realms of the Saxons. So they were by far the better off for it, okay? Well, Klebold and Harris rocks here. Klebold was a Jew. But folks, you hear that they were Nazis. So folks, why in the world bother apologizing for some Norwegian shooter? Now, folks, if he had gone ahead and shot Jews, if he had gone ahead and shot ragheads, if he had gone ahead and shot pigs, I would have thought a lot higher than just shooting wiggers. I mean, shoot, it's just like shooting a bunch of chickens here, or a bunch of sheep. I mean, they don't take much, other than, plenty of ammunition, I guess, to shoot sheep. But, I would have thought a lot more highly of if he shot Jews and niggers and sand niggers and pigs here. That would have been a whole lot better, from my point of view, anyway. That would have been far more manly. Shoot. That's why. Oh, by the way, tonight when I was, this morning when I was trolling Eliars, One of the times I pretend to play a psychiatrist and says, what's going to happen when Mafag's red squaw, you know, a squaw loses her government job? Mafag's going to snap. Mafag's going to snap, and then you're going to go ahead and be looking at all these TalkStew and Facebook things here. You better go ahead and get rid of McFag here quick here before, you know, before that, you know, paranoid schizophrenic goes ahead and snaps. And none of these people really liked hearing that, now did they? Okay? Anyway. Getting on. Well, the thing, you know, number 10 says we have no undercover secret groups that conduct offensive operations out of spotlight. Folks, what offensive operations are there? There are no offensive operations. Folks, what's an offensive operation going to accomplish? We're about, what, 6 days from August 2nd? Maybe 7? Oh, well, we're having the severe thunderstorm warning. I'm hoping we're going to get a severe thunderstorm. We could use it. I'm tired of spending an hour every morning watering my garden. I wish we have a thunderstorm. But, folks, what in the world would we do with a secret operation? What operation is going to save the Zogland? Answer, there is none. Folks, that's why I can go ahead and tell the pigs. Folks, I'm telling you, don't join any organizations. Folks, Zog is going to fall apart. What you need to do is that you need to make sure that you and your family are squared away. And if you're going to go ahead and form a militia, have it of people that you know who are not pigs and Zogbots, and somebody who you can trust not to kill you for your stuff. The time for political action is over. Hell, Covington, you know, shoot. He has people like Steve Elder, a.k.a. McFag, running around every time some promising newbie like Northwest comes in, he tries to censor him. Covington is not, Covington is not going to get 1,000 alphas or warlords to join his thing here. He's not going to get 500. He's not going to get 100. He might be lucky if he gets about 12. And how is he going to fight a Northwest Revolution with 12 people? Because, folks, you already have retards like McFag, Steve Elder, running around, essentially retarded people playing a revolution. These characters are in Harold Covington's book. They don't exist. If you go ahead and listen to Harold Covington's podcast, and folks, nothing in them is new. What he was talking about the last couple weeks, I read from Covington back in 1998. Heck, the story about Hoyerswill, Will Williams going ahead and shitting on a box and leaving it on a doorstep, or having somebody else leave it on a doorstep. Hoyerswill is a coward. Hoyerswill is a liar. Hoyerswill is a Zogbot. But, folks, I never believe Hoyerswill is John Doe number 2 because Hoyerswill is a big pussy. Okay? And you have all these retards running around. Oh, how about a movement? We need to clean up our bowel movement. No. 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 This show is, you know, if you pick up nothing else from this show, Don't join any, you know, certainly don't join any above ground Christian Identity Church. Anytime I go ahead and, when I go ahead and get around to doing a service, this service is for your personal edification. It's not to go ahead and form a church, LaPorte or otherwise. It's not for me to go ahead and make any money. It's for you to understand how you and your family and your friends should behave with their Christian identity. Not to go ahead and form a militia not to go ahead and form a political group, not to go ahead and get knocked down by Zog. I've been bitched at, by liar this morning. He don't do anything or say anything positive. Positive to do what? To say Zog? To say Babylon? Because I don't join Unity? Folks, Unity is of Cain. Unity is of Nimrod. Those Israelites, or those Adamites, who did not go ahead and gather together in the Tarim Basin, but instead spread out through Asia and Europe. They didn't need to get on the boat because they didn't need to swim. They even need to learn how to swim. Although learning to swim is a good thing, but my point is that they were not drowned here. And when Yahweh confounded the tongues of the Adamites and the ancient Hebrews and the Assyrians and the rest on the second Zog Babylon under Nimrod, he confounded their tongues. It was too late to go ahead and flush the toilet again. It was too early to send fire. Instead, he confounded their tongues and scattered them out. So spreading out, not having a big Zog Babylon, that's Yahweh's way. And anyone who claims that he wants unity, unity under what? The Jews? Folks, I'm not building anything. Cal Covington's trying to build something, and he is trying to make. He's trying to go ahead and make bricks without straw. Hell, he's trying to make bricks without clay. He's trying to make bricks out of shit. Because that's exactly all he got, is shit. He got one or two good lumps of clay, but most of it's just lumps of shit. And then once he goes ahead and does get a few good lumps in, well, here's somebody like the fag who screws shit up here. I gotta wonder. I don't know what's doing, dear. I gotta wonder to why Hill Covington thinks that he's going to do so much better than Abraham and Yahweh did in Sodom. There were not 10 righteous, there were not 50 righteous men. There were not 40 or 30 or 20 or even 10 righteous men. In fact, once you look at it, there wasn't even really one righteous man, because Lot, the only thing he had going for him was his Abraham's nephew. And what does he do afterwards when he escapes? Well, his wife goes ahead. She loved Sodom more than she loved obedience. She got turned into a pillar of salt. But later on, Lot and his two sluggish daughters got drunk. They got him drunk. And he screwed his two daughters, and they gave birth to two little bastards, Moab and Ammon, who became the equivalent of Mamzers. Worthless pieces of shit who were not to be allowed in the congregation of Israel anyway. So I would say that Lot was not. Well, I'd say Lot was a rather sorry Lot. You know what I mean? And Hill Covington is going to go ahead and form a Northwest Republic out of shit. Hey, I don't have anything against Hill Covington. In fact, I like him better, a lot better than I like Trader Glenn Miller. And folks, I'm not really out to go ahead and screw with his organization, but folks, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. Folks, the only realistic understanding is to understand is that the situation is hopeless. But certainly not serious. Is it a good thing that there be 7 billion critters underbred, unable to live in peace, idiotic, and that there should be, what, 300 or 400 million Uyghurs who want to die? What can you do with critters like that? And the answer is nothing. So why worry about it, folks? If you get anything, or Zog gets anything out of this, folks, do not form. Do not form militias. Don't form into the Aryan nations. And let me just tell you, for about the 100th time, my special offer. You do not send me $25 in membership applications and $10 a month, and I will not make you a corporal major or a sergeant general. Okay? Makes sense to me? Folks, anything you learn, what you learn is to go ahead and work on saving yourself. And it's going to be a hard job. I need to go ahead and look up that verse to where, when the tribulation comes, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, I forget which three. Moses was only one of them. If the great tribulation came today, Moses and the other two righteous men would only save themselves. Not children, not wives, not friends, only themselves. So folks, what you do is pray that you be counted worthy of escape here. That's what it says. Don't go ahead and get into any notions that you're going to go ahead and save Zog by doing something stupid. There's just really nothing more than an irritant. First thing you should do is make sure that you are right with Yahweh. And make sure that you have enough to eat and that you keep it silent to yourself. And you go ahead and look after the people you have to look after, be it, you know, your children or your wife or your puppy dog or whatever. And worry first about saving yourself and those you love and those that depend on you and those to you have a responsibility. And stop worrying. Stop worrying about saving the world, which is doomed anyway. Which is headed for destruction. And folks, I have problems wondering how a little shit-skinned mamzer, something which allows shit-skinned mamzers and Jews, how is that going to save the white race? How is something that allows Eli James, Bill Fink, Brian Reel, Mike Delaney, Brian Wright, what are worthless bastards? Morris Gillette. Now, I'm going to go ahead and cut Morris some slack. Morris, at least, you know, he's a drunken crackhead and probably a snitch, but at least he's white. That's why I need to go explain to this one guy who is hosting Nimbusters. Is that, shoot, when Butler went ahead and exchanged family men for criminals and other such rabble, at least Butler, you know, at least the criminals were white. Nowadays, they're not even white. They're Jews, like Eli James, Bill Fink, or Mamzer, or unclean homosexual Mamzers. I got to laugh. Brian Reel's DMCA complaint, this last one he made, this bogus one, by which I couldn't have a show last week because I was dealing with it. Going ahead and, you know, taking the avatar down and taking the two extortionary threats to take me off of Palatalk. Well, Brian Reel, you don't have anything to do with taking me off of Palatalk. Palatalk sucks. But in any case, and by the way, I'm going to go ahead and take the, I'm going to take a few things off here. I'm going to go ahead and edit the tape a little bit, but, well, the digital tape. But folks, why in the world, if you're going to be anti-Jew, why are you joining an organization run by a critter that looks exactly like a, you know, Chicago Sephardic Jew? I was talking to John Knight the other day, and John's a good man, but he's delusional. He was telling me that Eli James is Portuguese, and Richard Nimoy, a Finnish Jew, why, he's just really a Finn. And the Finns, why, they're descended from Issachar. And, oh, yes, did you know that during World War II, 250 million white people, white Christian people died, but the Jews increased their population by 6 million during the Holocaust. And, oh, by the way, I need to understand is that the SS and that Hitler was a Jew. Eli James ain't a Jew, even though he looks like a Jew. Nope, Hitler's a Jew. And folks, John Knight, you know, he's just a hybrid nigger who, you know, can't get a notion. He's sort of like my little retired grandson, wants the little notions in his head. You can't beat it out of there. You can try. You can enjoy trying to beat it out there, but it's not going to get out of there. And essentially, it is a waste of time arguing John Knight. It's like wrestling in a mud wall with a pig. The pig likes it, but, you know, you're not going to get anything accomplished. So what to say? Well, what could I say? It says, John, are you still on this Hitler was a Jew kick? Oh, yeah, he was a Jew. Oh, I'm a mighty ass. Please, don't call me Marty. And oh, please, let's just get off the Hitler was a Jew crap, okay? You begin to give me a headache, even though it was a free call on Skype. And I like John Knight, but hey, he believes he's going to work with a Jew like Eli James, and he's not a Jew. He's Portuguese, even though he looks like a Jew. And he will not even look at the link. Folks, these people, it's called double-mindedness, folks. It's called double-mindedness here. Well, the thing about it is that, shoot, you know, it's like these Secret Service people coming, you know, because Brian Reel and Eli James had told them that I had malicious intent here toward the first nigger. And I said, I'm not going to harm a single pubic hair on his nappy nigger noggin. In fact, I sort of like the fact that the nigger got elected because, shoot, now all the wiggers are up in arms because the nigger's going to go ahead and take their money and give it to the other niggers and beaners here. I just think it's sort of screwed up that here I am, a white man who was actually born in this country, and I'm not allowed to run for United States Senator. I'm not allowed to run for governor of Missouri, and I'm not allowed to run for sheriff of Newton County because I'm a white supremacist, and I'm a racist bigot, a religious bigot, and a religious maniac, and I'm not allowed to do this sort of thing. But what happens, some nigger who's not even born in this country, not even really a citizen here, just some nigger that they propped up from Chicago, land of Eli James, Chicagoland, land of Jews named Eli James, before they were named Juice of November, before that Juice of Cut, and before that dog knows what. And folks, if a white man is not allowed to run for office, he's not allowed to vote for other white supremacists, quote unquote, then why should any white man obey you goofy bastards? Why should any white man obey your laws? And more importantly, why should any white man pay any of your taxes? You wonderful niggers and Jews and the rest of stupid wiggers, why, you ought to go ahead and pay for it yourself, all yourself here. You're so much better than us white, you know, us white people. I didn't exactly say that, but I did make the point. Is that, hey, if I, as a white man, I'm not allowed to run for public office, then neither me nor anybody who wanted to vote for me, because we're not represented anymore. We have no obligation to, moral or legal obligation to obey any laws or any government officials or to pay any taxes. And whether or not you like that or not, well, you know, tough shit. I chewed on their ass about 20 minutes, and I they said they didn't want to come back. Well, I did my best to make sure they didn't come back. And essentially what they got from me, I think, is that, hey, here's a religious nut who, thank God, does not get out much. And I don't get out much here. I'm hoping it's going to rain. I'm going to get some rain so I can go ahead. It's going to cool off and I can go to town tomorrow. Turn in some library books and eat some more stuff than just frozen microwave food. But anyway, I think I've pretty well covered quite a bit. On the NNF, essentially, you have Hadding and Don Pulley yapping shit about, how Edgar Steele is guilty. And you have April going ahead and telling people that it was all together a clever goy plot to go ahead and cheat the Jews out of Zog Bucks. Her little Lynxkins and Lambkins, they actually still hate niggers and Jews, and essentially they're not going to go ahead and become a mud shark. And let me see, over on Sperm Front, old Clint and Debbie Downey, why, I guess they're privately doing handsprings now that old Pete Peters is dead, but essentially they didn't dare gloat too much about it, even in the Sperm Front Kristen Telegony section. I didn't check White News Now, and I didn't check Jim Giles' thing here. Check Four Fags Feeds, and over on Four Fags Feeds, you have Wiggersville. You have Wiggersville, and you have a number of other people. And, oh, by the way, it got found out the other day that Brian Real, on the 13th of this month, filed against Global Commercial Credit or something like that. He's suing for $1,000 in lawyer fees. He has a Jew lawyer. And essentially, old Ford Mamser, he's not around. I think he figured out that when news of that here, he has to go ahead and run with Puffy the Kitty Cat and his Toyota Cougar assault vehicle. Because, you know, the credit companies probably wants to go ahead and take his Cougar assault vehicle to where he's not going to be able to go ahead and make, well, money the old-fashioned way. I mean, it's a hell of a deal. It's a hell of a deal to go ahead and intentionally collide with, say, a Chrysler New Yorker, a Medicare sled with some old wigger heifer, you know, running a big old Medicare sledge when you don't have a Toyota Cougar assault vehicle. I mean, shoot. You go ahead and play chicken, you know, and search certain Zog Bucks here with a Chevrolet Cavalier, why, you can get seriously more fucked up than you are already, right? Any case. But going on with it, how long have I been going on for? Oh, boy. Oh, an hour and 31 minutes. And I think I've gone ahead and, let me see, hour 31 minutes, that's, oh heck, I spent $2.40. No big deal. Probably not. Well, we'll see. If it rains on it, you will have a wet ass, my dear. Oh, is it? Well, folks, unless I have anybody going on here, folks, what's in the works is I have to sue Brian Real. I have to, this little lawsuit that he's gone ahead and filed, it's left him a fingerprint here. He can't go ahead and deny service. He can't go ahead and, you know, hide from it here. Him or Eli James or the rest of them here. Over on Nimbusters, essentially, the server of the Nimbusters said, hey, put all the hot link pages to Brian Real that you want. Put all the names to Brian Real, but you don't go ahead and put where he actually lives unless it's part of a legal document. But you can go ahead and hot link all the Brian Real pictures you want. And folks, they are having fun with Brian Real. Now, last night I went ahead and talked for about 20 minutes over on News Guys. And next Sunday they're going to have Brian Real supposedly on the Nimbuster show. And I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to go ahead and chew on that little Mamser's ass or not. And maybe it's not a good idea. But the little Mamser, I think, was on Eli or James' show. And the Pisser Possum, he's trying to get back into Christian Dandy. And I need to dig up them old stumble-in posts. And also, you know, my posts over on probably on whitenationalist.org, showing that essentially Visser pretty well said he was a Mamser. He said he was a Cherokee in order to get out of the stalking charge and show pictures. And that's why I was talking to Nimbuster News Guy last night. What was a Mamser? And Nimbuster's News Guy didn't know for shit. There's somebody whose parents don't have a marriage license. Well, when Moses wrote in Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, and this was approximately about 1,400 years before the birth of Christ. So in short, it was 3,500 years ago. Folks, there was no marriage certificates or marriage licenses running around. Folks, they didn't have marriage licenses. They may have had agreements, but they didn't have marriage licenses back then. So, folks, if your parents didn't have a, quote, marriage license, that didn't make you a little bastard. The term Mamzer has to do with keeping the bloodline of Israel pure by keeping out Canaanites, Kenites, some of whom, like the Amorites, were blonde, were blue-eyed, and perhaps like even the Malachites, who were possibly members of the Amorite kind, who were also, may have been blonde and blue-eyed, and keeping them from mixing. Now the Amalekite, you know, I was talking with somebody about the history of the Amalekites, and someone went ahead and said the Amalekites were actually predated Esau. Well, folks, that might very well be the case. I don't know. I wasn't around 3,500 years ago. But the term Mamzer referred to not letting anybody in who was not Israelite, and keeping Canaanites and Jews, a.k.a. Jews and Kenites, out. That's what it was about. And if you went ahead and mixed in there, your posterity was not to join the congregation forever. And who enforced that? Answer, every Israelite. True Israelite enforced it. They didn't pull a Clifton Emhizer and allow William Fink in and allow Brian Rio in and allow Eli James in. Folks, I see all these characters, Mamzers and the rest, pretending to be something that they are not, and by their behavior, proving that they're not white. Proving that they are not white. So in short, if you can't even go ahead and obey the principles of what you claim you believe in, do you really believe in it? And the answer is no. So who do you think you are, you know, fooling besides yourself? Is Yahweh so stupid that he is going to be fooled by you, by a Jew pretending to be a white man? I mean, I don't really need to go ahead and show Yahweh. I don't need to go ahead and point the Toshiba number one laptop here. We're at www.whitenationalist.org/elijames.jpg to prove to Yahweh that there's a reason that Eli James looks so much like a Sephardic Jew now, is there? The answer is no. 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 Well, the thing is that Fink, the thing about it is that Fink, Eli James has gotten pretty well 2/3 of the Mamzers and Uyghurs pretending to be Christian identity. That's what makes him far more dangerous than Fink. Fink is such an amoral, cold criminal that once you get screwed by Fink, you don't really want to argue with Fink. You just don't want nothing to do with Fink. Sort of like old Victor Switzer. He disappeared around February 13th or February 12th of this year. He has not been back since. Pilgrim disappeared about a month or two before. Well, a couple months before. Folks, these people understand, you know, the things of cold criminal. Eli James is far more personable. So, is there anything that Fink can go ahead and do against me? And the answer is no. He can call me Rabbi Samuelson. He can go ahead and go ask the mouth of Brian Real, but what good does that do him? Instead, he goes ahead and he fights with the Sephardic Jew. What does he hope to accomplish? I don't know. It's just what Jews do. Jews are a quarrelsome bunch, and they, you know, if it wasn't for white people or Arabs, they would have killed themselves out a long time ago. Okay? Well, I mean, I stood up for Fink. And then I seen how Fink had just cold-bloodedly outsmarted me. And this one guy said, claimed that Fink was gloating about how he had outsmarted me by pretty well set in my sub forum to where only him, me, John, you know, me and Pastor John Britton, and that twat Zogbot could see it and how clever he was about his act of dishonesty. And think like a nigger that way. Niggers love pulling a fast one on Whitey. They love cheating Whitey, and more than the fact, they like Whitey to know that, hey, I'm a nigger and I outsmart you, you stupid wigger. And that's the way Think is. Think is just an amoral, sociopathic Jew. And once you've been screwed by Think, why, the first thing you do is, well, you move away. You move out of range. You want nothing more to do with Think. Now, afterwards, you might want to go ahead and deal with Think. But the first thing to do is get out of here. Whereas Eli James is far more dangerous. He is a smarter Sephardi Jew who has been pretending to be Christian Dandy for 20 or 25 years. He's far more dangerous than Bill Think ever is. Far more dangerous because he's far more smoother and far more nicer. Think is just a criminal. A cold-blooded, sociopathic criminal. Okay? Well, I went ahead and looked at old Matt Twadzogbot, and essentially what happens is that old Matt Twadzogbot, he went ahead and admitted in a talk show thing that he was 6 years, including 4 years of high school, in Reston, Virginia. I said, well, that's CIA and FBI territory. So your father was an FBI agent? And old Matt Twatzogbot said, no, he worked for the U.S. Geological Survey. I said, funny, the headquarters of the U.S. Geological Survey is in Rolla, Missouri. How come you didn't spend 6 years in Rolla, Missouri here if your dad got high up there? And one of the team-speak things here is old Matt Twat knew that he'd give himself away, so he said, no, my daddy is not a federal agent. Well, folks, I've never felt the need to tell everybody that my daddy was not a federal agent. I wonder how come Matt Twat Zogbot seems to think the need of it. By the way, I look at a picture of him and Matt and Cheryl. He got out of prison for, you know, it was at least his fourth or fifth DWI, right around the time of the May 22nd tornado. So he's been out 2 months. Essentially, he's just another criminal like Finkelschini. Another little Zogbot trying to go ahead and get people to do something stupid here. He's just a snitch. He's just a criminal. And, folks, why in the world would you want to go ahead and be along criminals? Now, on the other hand, you have Mansers like Judas the Juice Howard. I don't know what his real last name is, but Judas the Juice. He calls himself James the Jest. And that's another crazy Mamser, pretending to be white. He has all these little pharisaical thou shalt and thou shalt not. And folks, these people don't understand is that, hey, you might as well go ahead and just brand yourself pharisaical Mamser when you go ahead and pull this sort of stupid shit. What? Oh. Okay. She said the Walmart and Monette, you know, closed down for an hour and a half because of bomb threat here. Oh well. What can I say? Anyway, I think I've covered about everything here. Well, I've listened to Fink's. I mean, this stupid crap. I mean, you'll think at least. Think, you know, the difference between Think is that when Think goes ahead and comes up with crazy, stupid crap, he continues it on and on and on. See, since he said that Satan had been bound in the pit from 500 to 1500, why that meant that since it occurs in Revelation verses 7 through 10, that means that all the stuff before that scripture has to take place before 500. AD, right? So here he was with Eli James going ahead and yapping about how the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation chapter 4, why that referred to the Roman late Republic civil wars under Marius and Sulla and Julius Caesar. And here's Eli James going ahead, and Eli James don't have a clue as to what the hell he's talking about. So Eli James goes ahead and goes along with it to be agreeable with his buddy. And folks, is anybody able to understand that if John of Patmos in AD, and some people believe it was the Apostle John, Jesus' beloved apostle, disciple. By the way, John at Patmos supposedly put pen to paper about what he had seen in AD 69. So I have a question. Since Saul was dictator in AD or BC 80, and Julius Caesar got assassinated on March 15th, B.C. 44, why would John of Patmos be going ahead and writing an apocalyptic vision of what had happened 100 to 150 years previously? Answer, that don't make any sense once you think about it. Of course, if the Roman Catholic Church and Justinian and Constantine and the rest were able to order Satan into a pit where he died, well, like I tried to go ahead and explain, well, how come the Roman Catholic Church just don't tell Satan to get back into the pit for another 1,000 years here? You know, now that they had June Paul II and the Ponzer Pope. Oh, by the way, I bought a book for a quarter at the library. It was talking about Bishop Ratzinger and how he was a rising thing here. Well, this book was written in 1989, and here it is. Well, less than 20 years, and now he's a new pope here. So, what to say? What to say? But folks, these people don't have any understanding at all of Christian identity doctrine. When I go ahead and talk to Pastor John Britton, he goes ahead and he talks about the Amalekites and how they may have been Amorites. Well, at least that's an intelligent discussion, and it's entirely possible. Entirely possible. And I'm able to understand it without saying, well, who are the Amorites? And it's a conversation you cannot have with Eli James or Bill Fink, because Eli James, he'll agree with you, even though he don't understand a damn thing. And Bill Fink will come up with what Herodotus allegedly said here that's at variance with it, or he won't know a damn thing. He'll just pull it out of his ass and he'll insist that he's right. And neither one of these two Jews understand a damn thing about Christian identity. If they understood anything about it, they would be embarrassed to open their mouths. But they're not. Why are they not? Answer, well, because they're Jews. Eli James is trying to turn Christian identity into a Jew-loving little religion here, to where it's not Nazi-loving, whereas Brian Real and William Fink are trying to turn it into a parody of Nazism. Sort of like Ixbert over on Stumbling, running around with a Jew avatar, with a Hitler avatar, a Jew boy pretending to be a Nazi. Well, now you have a nigger and a Jew pretending to be Nazis. Is this not ridiculous? So, getting on with it. Well, I don't really ask who these people are. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead. I've been talking for close to 2 hours, and I think I can go ahead and make a chat show. So I'm going to go ahead and declare that the chat is at an end. I'm going to go ahead and, well, I'm going to end the talking. I'm going to keep the chat room open for a while. But I'm going to go ahead and end the talking. And I haven't been typing anything. So I'm going to go ahead and save the chat. And folks, as far as sending this thing out, I don't want Brian Rio. I don't want Eli James running around. It really didn't cost me too much to go ahead. On the other hand, if you believe that you can, discreetly, go ahead and have other people who enjoy the show go ahead and tell them here. It really was not too much skin off my ass to go ahead and set this thing up. It took me about 15 or 20 minutes. But folks, I would just as soon go ahead and keep this for about maybe 5 or 10 shows and have other people able to go ahead and enjoy it and be able to go ahead and use the chat room. I mean, this is so much nicer than Pal Talk. And it's even nicer than TeamSpeak. Okay? And folks, maybe TalkStew will understand is that they have been used by Brian Real. There's no sense to being used by a little nigger wanting to play white supremacist. No sense of it at all here. So folks, I'm trying to go ahead and get out of the hole that Brian Real, you know, put me in. There's a lot of work. And the next job that needs to be done is filing the lawsuit and getting it done. And folks, this lawsuit that Brian Real went ahead and filed, well, he can't go ahead and say that he doesn't file lawsuits because he did. And for idiotic shit here, you know, just simply over a credit, you know, company calling them up asking for their money. That's what these, and essentially you know that these commercial credit, they're going to have some weasels of their own to defend themselves. So anyway, this lawsuit's going to go ahead. I've never seen a lawsuit last less than 2.5 years. They're not going to go ahead and give Brian Real $1,000. They're not going to go ahead and do anything like that. Essentially, it's going to drag on and on and on. It's, you know, just simply going to be a big old waste of money, time. Anyway, well, Frank and Wigger loves Talk Shoe. What's that beep in the ground? It's probably my phone here. I've been yakking on for a while, but I don't know what the hell it is. I use the cell phone. Well, no, this isn't enough bars here. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it quits for tonight. So I'm going to say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. And, folks, I'm not able to go ahead and last for 6 hours anymore at one time. So hail victory. Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Frank Wigger. I'm not going to go ahead and close this show right off, but I am going to... Well, what I am going to do is I am going to... Well, I've been yakking on the phone for about close to 2 hours. So I'm out. Let me see. Oh, $1.80. Yeah. This little excursion probably cost me about, $3 or so. No big deal. Anyway, I'm going to figure out how, you know, I mean, number four, I want you to, you know, or, you know, whoever number four was, I want you to go ahead and send me an email on how to use Skype with TalkStew, and we'll figure out how to go ahead and do that here, okay? Oh, okay, download Breaking Bad Pirate Bay. How about the one where that guy goes ahead and kills, you know, kills a Brian Rio sort of type crack nigger and a Jew like Finkelschini here. That would be the episode to download here. Okay. Anyway. Folks, I'll go ahead and add, you know, more stuff as I see it. Tonight, this chat, the purpose of this chat was to, get some chat up and ready. And, folks, it was also to, well, essentially get back into the broadcasting, and Pal Talk really sucks. Pal Talk really, 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 really sucks. I'm looking at this stupid Mud Shark. It looks like she has a niglet. So, you know, what happens to Mud Sharks? Oh, well. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and save this, and I'm going to take a quick break. All right? So, hail victory.